哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Peace of the Lord be with all brothers and sisters。
今天下午是我们一季一次的圣餐典礼。
This afternoon is going to be our quarterly Holy Communion。
所以我们在领受圣餐之前，要讲一些圣餐的道理，跟我们互相的勉励。
Prior to partaking the Holy Communion, I would like to encourage each other with the words of Holy Communion。
我们下午的题目是十字架上。
This afternoon the topic is at the cross。
我们一个人一辈子当中会遇到很多的人。
As a person, we will meet or bump into many people in our lifetime.
有一些是我们稍微认识。
There are people that we knew at our younger age.
只是 say hi.
You only say hi to them.
有一些是我们共事的同事。
But then there are people who are our colleagues.
也有一些可以一起玩、一起吃吃喝喝的朋友。
And there are also people who are our friends that we can eat and drink together.
也有一些是家人、亲戚。
And we also have relatives and family members.
但是别人对我们好不好呢？
But are these people treating us well?
平常不太看得出来。
You don't find a difference in everyday life.
谁对你真正的好呢？
Who's the actual the person that actually treating you well?
要在你不幸的时候、受苦的时候比较看得出来。
It is only in times of adversity you could see if they are truly your friends.
当你生病了。
When you are sick.
谁来看你？
Who are the one that is visiting you?
当你失意的时候。
And when you are feeling adverse,
失败的时候,
and you are at time of failure,
谁会拿你需要的东西来给你?
Who's the one that tender you the needs that you might have?
当别人都看不起你的时候,
and when there are times that people look down upon you,
骂你的时候,
and there are people who rebuke you,
谁还会不怕别人的压力来支持你、鼓励你?
And are there anyone who are able to go against the pressure, the peer pressure to concern for you?
所以在你受苦的时候,
in times of suffering,
谁对你好，你才会看得清楚。
And could see who actually treat you well.
主耶稣在世上的时候也是一样。
When Jesus was in this world, it was the same.
曾经很多人在主耶稣的生命当中、生活当中出现过。
There are many people appear in the life of Jesus.
主耶稣变饼的时候，很多人来跟随他。
When Jesus turned the bread into when he made the bread, there were people follow him.
主耶稣行神迹的时候，很多人赞美他。
And there are people who praise Jesus when he performed miracles.
但是在什么时候才看到人的心呢?
But when is the time that Jesus saw their heart?
是主耶稣被挂在十字架上面的时候。
It is a time when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
他才看得清楚人的心是怎么样的。
So that he was able to see the true hearts of men.
主耶稣被挂在十字架上。
Jesus was hung on the cross.
他看到很多。
He saw many.
他也感受了很多。
And he felt much.
为什么我们要来领受圣餐呢?
And why do we need to take the Holy Communion?
就是纪念主耶稣为我们在十字架上所受的苦。
It is the remembrance of the pain that Jesus has suffered for us on the cross.
我们请打开哥林多前书第十一章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus on the night he was betrayed took bread. 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
25.
Verse 25. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
26.
Verse 26. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
这里保罗告诉我们圣餐里的奥秘跟道理。
So Paul over here told us the mystery of Holy Communion.
保罗对圣餐的理解是直接从主耶稣那边领受的。
So the understanding of Paul of this Holy Communion is actually from Jesus.
为什么主耶稣会设立圣餐典礼呢?
And why Jesus instituted this Holy Communion?
这里其中一个很重要的原因就是告诉我们。
One of the most important significance that it has been told here.
主耶稣为我们舍命，为我们牺牲他的生命。
Because Jesus has laid his life for us.
主耶稣希望我们纪念他为我们付出的东西。
Jesus wants us to remember all those that he has suffered for.
我们人通常喜欢纪念开心的事情。
As men, we all always like to remember things that are happy.
我们比如说生日了，我们要庆祝。
Take for instance our birthday that we celebrate.
我们升职了，我们要庆祝。
Or perhaps we have a promotion that we celebrate.
我们赚到钱了, 我们会庆祝。
Or maybe we celebrate when we earn some money.
人比较不喜欢纪念那些苦难的事情。
We don't like to remember things that we suffered.
譬如说, 假设你曾经开过刀。
Perhaps you had a surgery before.
开刀的时候当然很担心哦。
Of course, in time of surgery, you worry.
很痛苦了。
It was painful.
但是, 诶, 开完刀好了。
After the surgery and you recover,
我们大概就开始忘记了,
then you forgot.
几月几号开刀大概都忘记了,
you probably even forgot when you had the surgery.
很少人说, 哦, 今天是我开刀一周年,
never you heard someone said, today is the anniversary of my surgery.
要我回去谢谢我那个帮我开刀的医生,
then I should go back and thank the physician that had the surgery on me.
或者回去谢谢照顾我的亲戚,
or maybe you should return to your relatives and give thanks for taking care of you when you had the surgery.
但是主要我们纪念他的死。
The Lord wants us to remember His death.
为什么呢?
Why was that?
因为我们人是很善忘的。
Because man is forgetful.
别人对我们的好, 我们常常不记得。
Many good things that people do upon us, we always forget.
别人对我们的不好, 我们就记得很清楚。
Anything that people has done bad against us, we always remember.
主耶稣基督对我们最大的恩典是什么呢?
What is the greatest grace that Jesus has given us?
我们常常忘记了。
We always forgot.
我们常常只想的。 属于说没有给我的东西,
we always remember things that Jesus has not given us.
别人健康那么好,
why are people so healthy and I'm not?
别人那么顺利,
why are people so smooth and I'm not?
别人长得那么漂亮,
why are people so good looking and I'm not?
我们常常都想,
we always think about things that Jesus has not given us.
所以我们的信仰常常是不开心的,
so our faith is always a down one, a sorrowful one.
对,
but then Jesus tells us,
在我们的信仰当中, 只要你记住一件事情,
in our life of faith, there's only one thing that we have to remember.
只要你抓住这件事情,
hold on to this one thing.
我们的信心就不会退步,
then our faith will never backslide.
就算退步了也会起来,
even if you backslide, you are able to get up on your both feet.
纪念主耶稣为我们死,
which is to remember the death of the Lord.
我们为什么要纪念主为我们死呢?
Why should we remember His death?
因为主耶稣曾经在十字架上面为我们承受了很多。
Because Jesus has suffered a great deal for us on the cross.
主耶稣为我们受了什么苦呢?
What kind of pain that the Lord Jesus has suffered?
在十字架上的苦可以有三个层面让我们思考。
When we talk about the pain on the cross, we can break it up into three categories.
第一种苦,
First of all,
就是主耶稣在精神上为我们承受的孤单。
It is in His spirit He has to undertake loneliness.
马太福音26章,
please turn to Matthew chapter
26. 马太26章,
Matthew chapter 26,
55节到56节,
verse 55 to 56.
马太福音26章55节,
Matthew chapter 26, verse 55 and 56. At that time Jesus said to the crowd, am I leading a rebellion that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I sat in the temple court teaching, and you did not arrest me. Verse 56. But this has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples deserted him and fled.
就是说基督他带领门徒吃完逾越节的晚餐，圣餐里的晚餐之后，
and after Jesus has led the disciple after the supper,
他们去到克西玛利园祷告。
So they came to this place called the Garden of Gethsemane to pray.
祷告完了,
after their prayers,
要抓主耶稣的人又来了。
There are people who came to capture Jesus.
这个时候大祭司带着很多仆人来。
So the great priest, high priest, has led a lot of people to capture him.
拿着刀, 拿着棒。
So they brought swords and also clubs.
主耶稣说,你们为什么要拿这些东西来呢?
Jesus says that, why do you need all this thing to capture me?
难道我是强盗吗?
Are you treating me like a robber?
我每天都在圣殿教训人。
I've been teaching in the temple every day.
为什么你不那时候拿我?
Why didn't you arrest me at that time?
可以说,这种的这种 arrest, 这种的抓主耶稣是个非常大的侮辱。
So this, the way how they arrest Jesus at this time is actually a humiliation.
但是最伤主耶稣的心的,
but what hurts Jesus' heart most was,
56节,
it's at verse 56.
最后一句,
the last phrase it says,
当下门徒都离开他逃走了。
It says, then all the disciples deserted him and fled.
主耶稣这个时候被抓了。
Jesus was at that time arrested.
他这个时候一定会很孤单。
He was very lonely.
希望有人陪他。
He hoped that someone could would have accompanied
him. 希望门徒可以帮助他,
he thought that some disciples could be with him at that time.
但是门徒呢?
But what do you see about the disciples?
他们在主耶稣最需要他的时候跑光了。
In time that Jesus needed them the most, all these disciples deserted him and fled.
我们想一想这句话。
Think, take a close look at this verse.
我们平常好好的时候不会觉得别人的重要。
When we are very healthy and well, we never think about the importance of others.
你身体很健康。
When you are healthy,
不会希望说啊别人来看你。
You don't need anyone to see you at all.
生活很顺利。
When your life is smooth,
不会很希望别人来帮助你。
You don't need any help from others.
你很孤单。
When you are lonely,
就感觉就不一样了。
Then the whole context is different after.
如果我们身体曾经有不好，住过医院的话，我们都知道。
If we ever sick and ever been hospitalized, then you know.
住院的病人有两个最大的愿望。
So for those who are in the hospital, there are two kinds of suffering.
第一个愿望。
One of which.
愿望 wish 啊，就是希望可以赶快出院。
There are two wishes that a person who has been hospital, one of which is to get out of this hospital quick.
医院不是一个好地方。
And hospital is not a good place to be at.
医院不是你想多留一个晚上的地方。
Hospital is not somewhere you would like to stay one more night.
很想赶快回家。
You just want to return home.
但是如果不能马上回家的话。
But if you cannot return home right away.
第二个希望是什么?
What is your second wish?
想说有人来看你。
Then it's probably you hope that you wish someone could have come and see you.
那么我们当传道人的关系，我们会常常会医院去访问病痛的病患。
As preacher, I often have this opportunity to visit members in a hospital.
我们去到医院的时候，
when we go to hospital,
看到弟兄姐妹躺在床上，
and I see brothers or sisters on the ward.
看到传道执事弟兄姐妹来了，
and when they saw me going,
很多弟兄姐妹来了，
and also other brothers and sisters.
第一个反应都是很高兴，
the first reaction of them was very happy.
我从来没有看过一个人，
I have never seen one of these people.
看到传道执事弟兄姐妹来了。
That after seeing their brothers and sisters visiting them,
为什么来?
And question, why did you come?
不要来了。
You should not come.
没有人这样讲。
Nobody say that.
反而说啊，多待一下。
It is just in the opposite that they always said that, can you stay longer?
陪我讲讲话。
Or maybe you can you have a few words.
陪我祷告。
Or pray for me.
人最软弱的时候，就是最需要别人的时候。
In times of weakness, that is what's most needed.
主耶稣也有他最需要别人的时候。
And Jesus, in the same token, he has the same kind of need as everybody else.
但是门徒呢，却在主耶稣最需要的时候离开了主了。
So disciples fled Jesus when Jesus needed them the most.
今天我们也想想。
Today, think about this.
主耶稣需不需要我们？
Does Jesus need us?
当然今天主耶稣不是在物质的地球上。
And of course Jesus is not materially existing in this world.
主耶稣也会需要我们。
But then there are times that Jesus actually needs us.
教会也会需要我们。
The church needs us at times.
教会的工作也会需要我们。
And the works of the church needs us.
主耶稣最需要我们的时候。
And it is when the time Jesus needs us most.
你在哪里?
Where are you?
彼得还有十二个门徒在主耶稣最需要他的时候跑走了。
So Peter, together with the 12 disciples, they fled Jesus.
这种孤单的感觉会是都何等的强烈呢?
The sense of loneliness can be so intense at that time.
那我们可能问了。
But then we question this.
彼得他们不是讲过要跟随主跟到死吗?
Then Peter said that he will follow Jesus till the day that he died.
那为什么在这个时候却跑走了?
Why it is at this time that they fled?
我们看路加福音22章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 22.
路加福音22章。
Luke chapter 22.
五十四节
Verse 54
22章五十四节
Chapter 22 verse 54 Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance.
这是告诉我们其中一个原因、啊
This tells us one of the reasons.
为什么曾经立志要爱主的彼得
Why Peter was someone who has determined to love Jesus.
竟然在有人来抓拿耶稣的时候走了。
But then you see him fleeing from Jesus.
这里告诉我们,
over here it tells us
他们抓住了主耶稣了,
that they seized Jesus.
彼得呢, 却远远地跟随主。
Then Peter followed at a distance.
他不敢很近地跟。
He didn't dare to follow Jesus closely.
也不敢完全地不理。
But he didn't dare to abandon Jesus once and for all.
就是他那种心理的状态。
It is how he struggled at his heart.
他的信仰就是这样。
Perhaps he thought that this is what faith is all about.
其实今天有时候我们都会这样。
And today, that's what we do in the same way.
我们跟随主。
We follow Jesus.
但是我们跟得很远。
But then we follow Jesus at a distance.
我们怕跟得太近会 要 commitment 很危险。
We're afraid that if we follow Jesus too closely, there are responsibility and commitment that we have to show.
会有牺牲。
There are sacrifice.
因为跟得太近，说不定会被人抓走了。
And maybe if you follow too closely, you'll be captured as well.
我信主。
I believe in Jesus truly.
不要太热心。
But then I don't have to be too zealous.
我有自己的生活。
As long as I have my own life.
我也不是不跟主。
It's not to say that I don't follow Jesus at all.
远远地跟着就好。
But then I follow Jesus at a distance.
这个就是内心的挣扎。
This is the very struggle of heart.
到最后呢？
And eventually.
因为彼得远远地跟随主。
Because Peter followed Jesus at a distance.
也不敢往前面走一点。
He didn't dare strike forward even closer.
也不敢完全地离开。
He didn't dare to depart from Jesus once and for all.
到最后呢，他就三次的不认主了。
So he denied Jesus for three times.
这个也是伤主的心呢。
That also hurt the heart of Jesus.
当你所爱的人不认你，
the one that who loved you denied you.
你的心会是多伤痛呢？
What will you feel?
所以今天我们也是一样。
In the same token today.
今天我们有软弱。
We have weakness as well.
我们要求主耶稣原谅我们。
We ask the forgiveness of Jesus.
主耶稣常常会很孤单。
Jesus was very lonely.
因为他所爱的门徒不是很爱他。
Because the disciples that he loved didn't love him.
今天也是一样。
In the same way today.
主耶稣爱弟兄姐妹。
Jesus loved brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹有没有爱主耶稣？
But do all brothers and sisters love Jesus in the same way?
是不是远远的跟随主呢？
Or are you following Jesus at a distance?
是不是在主耶稣最需要他的时候不见了？
In times of Jesus, when he needed you most, are you at a distance?
但是主耶稣很爱彼得。
Of course, Jesus loved Peter.
我们看六十节到六十二节。
Let's continue reading verse 60 to verse 62. Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Jesus, as he was speaking, the rooster crowed.
六十一节。
Verse 61. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly.
这几节告诉我们，彼得已经三次不认主了。
So these few verses that Peter has disowned Jesus three times.
就好像主耶稣所预言的一样。
It's likened to what Jesus had prophesied before.
第三次之后，鸡就叫了。
After he denied Jesus for three times, the rooster crowed.
这个时候，主耶稣还有没有很生气呢？
Was Jesus very angry at that time?
主耶稣没有。
Jesus was not.
但主耶稣给他一个眼神。
But then Jesus looked at Peter.
六十一节。
At verse 61.
主转过身来看彼得。
The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter.
这句话很重要。
It is very important of this phrase.
彼得软弱了。
Peter was very weak.
主耶稣怎么对他？
How Jesus treated him?
有没有骂他？
Did Jesus rebuke him?
他们没有信心。
Rebuking him that you have no faith.
早就跟你讲了。
I've told you long ago.
为什么不跟我近一点？
Why didn't you want to follow me closer?
主耶稣没有这样讲。
But Jesus didn't say that.
主耶稣转过身来看他。
Instead, Jesus turned and looked at him.
如果我们可以想象主的眼神到底是怎么样的？
If we could imagine how Jesus looked at that time.
一定是很孤单的眼神。
It must be a look of loneliness.
很失望的眼神。
A look of upset.
但是也期待彼得有一种改变的眼神。
But then also expecting Peter to change.After he looked at him.
然后呢，彼得就想起主对他所说的话了。
Then Peter recalls what Jesus has told him before.
他想起主的话，都出去哭了。
So he recalled the words that Jesus has told him beforehand, so he went outside and wept bitterly.
所以对一个软弱的人来说，
As a person who is weak,
你责备他是没有用的。
It doesn't matter how much you rebuke him.
他可能更反对你。
Maybe he is even more in opposition to you.
但主耶稣怎么对他呢？
But then how Jesus treated him?
主耶稣看他。
Jesus looked at him.
帮他祷告。
Pray for him.
他自己就想起主的话。
Then he thought about the words of Jesus.
有一个青年哦。
And there was a youth.
他很久很久没有去教会了。
He has not come to church for the longest time.
他的妈妈为他很着急。
So the mother was very anxious.
怎么劝都没有用。
Doesn't matter what the mother said, it was useless.
越劝越反感。
The more the mother said, the resentful the child become.
不要再跟我讲教会了。
Stop talking to me about the church.
这个妈妈没有办法。
So the mother has no other way.
只能够不断的暗中为了祷告。
Only to pray for her child in secret.
求神把这个浪子带回来。
So that God will bring back this prodigal son someday.
祷告了很久。
After a long prayer.
没有什么效果。
It was still useless.
只是这个妈妈不放弃。
But the mother did not give up.
我每天活着，我都要为这个儿子祷告。
As long as I live for one day, I'll pray every day.
我希望这个儿子要回到神的身边。
I want my son to return to Jesus someday.
主啊，你用任何的方法，你要救他。
So the Lord, please use any way just to save my son.
奇妙的事情发生。
So something miraculous happened.
这个妈妈得了很重的病。
So this mother suffered a very serious illness.
这个妈妈一开始不了解神的旨意。
Mother didn't understand what God's will was.
为什么我会生个病?
Why did I have this illness?
神的旨意高过我们的旨意。
Because the will of the Lord surpasses all of our wills.
这个儿子开始思考。
So then this son began to think.
如果我妈妈死了怎么办?
What's going to happen when my mother died?
我要回来教会祷告。
I will come back to the church and pray.
所以从这个时候开始他就开始回教会了。
So at that time, he began to come back to church.
来求耶稣了。
So he began to come to church to ask for the Lord.
主啊，怜悯我的妈妈。
So Lord, please shed your mercy on my mother.
这个时候，他以前小时候听过的道理回到他的头脑里面了。
All of those teachings that he had when he was young suddenly appeared in his mind.
因为妈妈的这个病。
Because of mother's illness.
这个浪子回头。
This prodigal son returned.
就跟主耶稣所做的一样。
It is just like what Jesus had done.
如果今天我们发觉我们身边的人软弱了，
If today we have found someone beside us is weak,
我们要为他祷告。
We must pray for them.
让他们回头。
So that they can return.
所以主耶稣虽然那么孤单，
Even Jesus was that lonely.
但主耶稣还纪念着软弱的人。
But Jesus still remembered those who are weak.
所以我们今天也是一样。
Today, we must do the same thing.
第二种苦。
And second kind of suffering.
就是皮肉的苦。
It is the suffering of the physics.
马太福音二十七章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 27.
26节。
Verse 26.
马太福音二十七章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 27, verse 26. Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
这里告诉我们，现在主耶稣被抓了，被鞭打了。
It tells us here that Jesus has been captured and he has been flogged.
交给人钉十字架。
And he has been handed over to be crucified.
这几个字读起来没有怎么样。
It is quite, it doesn't have much significance reading these few words.
如果我们可以把这个图画画在我们的心里面。
But then if you can have these words treated as a painting.
罗马人怎么鞭打犯人的呢?
That how Romans flog their prisoners.
把犯人绑在柱子上。
So they will first tie the prisoner onto a log.
绑在木头上。
So they will tie them on the log.
脱他的衣服。
So they will strip his clothes off.
让他的背部紧绷。
So that they will expose their back.
然后并定很死力的用皮鞭来鞭打犯人。
So they will use all their strength just to flog the back of these prisoners.
这个皮鞭就是用皮来做，非常的厚。
So these whips are made of leather and it is very thick.
壮士士兵打下去就几百磅的力度。
So all these powerful men will use 100 pounds of power to whip them.
但是呢，那个皮鞭还加上钉子或是金属。
And then not only so, this leather whip is added with some nails in the front to flog.
每打一下，抽下来。
Every time when you whip or flog, when you pull back.
就把主耶稣的背打破了。
And then you will strip open the flesh at the back.
所以可以说主耶稣还没有被钉十字架之前，整个背就达到已经血肉的模糊了。
So we could think that right before Jesus was crucified, his entire back was flogged and was bleeding.
人对痛的感觉是很敏感的。
So As men, we're very sensitive to pain.
其实病不可怕，可怕的是痛。
Illness is not painful, but painful, pain is.
死不是最可怕的，最可怕是死前的痛。
Death is not dreadful, but then what is more dreadful is the process before death.
如果死了一秒钟的事，没有痛了，谁会怕？
If at the moment of death, it will happen very quickly. There's nothing to be afraid of.
死得痛快也不是很可怕。
If you die quickly, then there's nothing to be afraid of.
最怕就是死之前的病痛慢慢的折磨。
What are you most afraid of is if you die in a slow process.
主耶稣就是被这样的折磨。
Jesus, and that's how Jesus was been tortured.
后来就交给他钉十字架。
So then he was passed on to be crucified.
我曾经看到一个消息，一个新闻哦。
I've saw this news before.
说英国有个妇人生孩子。
That there was a woman who gave birth to a child in England.
生孩子都要打麻醉药。
So even laboring, she has to have epidural.
因为他们这个妇人要做这个 cesarean section, 要剖腹的生产。
Because the This woman has to go through a C-section for birth.
我亲眼看过。
And I have seen this myself.
这是我太太生孩子的时候。
It is when my wife gave birth to my child.
太恐怖了。
It was very dreadful to me.
看到我快晕了。
I was almost fainting.
医生叫我了，不要看了，你到旁边，不要打。
So doctor told me stop looking at this, just go aside.
那个麻醉药要打到他的直椎里面。
So you could see that the needle poked right through the back.
然后呢，他就感觉到，哦，下面就没有感觉了。
And then she gradually felt that the lower part of the body is numb.
这个妇人也是这样被打麻药。
So this woman, in the same way that she had been injected with the epidural.
但是奇怪，她说打完之后还有感觉。
But then after the injection, she still didn't feel any numbness.
医生跟她说，没有关系，再过几分钟你就没有感觉。
So the doctor said that, well, don't worry, after a few minutes, you will lose your senses.
她说，哦，过了几分钟之后。
And after a few minutes.
她说，医生，我还有感觉。
I still feel. I still have senses.
没有关系，这个等一下就没有感觉了。
And the doctor keep on saying that, well, after a few minutes, it will be all right.
结果恐怖的事情发生了。
So something dreadful happened.
原来那个麻药对他来说没有用。
And this anesthesia is useless for her.
他被他活活的开刀。
So she has been operated with the pain.
一刀开下去。
So they cut her.
痛得要死。
Her abdomen right away, and she felt the pain.
但是孩子还是要生啊。
And then she still have to give birth to the child.
没有麻药的下面被开了这个刀。
So she had been operated without anesthesia.
她痛死了。
It was extreme pain.
她说很难形容啊。
She said it was indescribable, the pain.
今天我们很幸福哦。
Today we're very fortunate.
今天我们生病去医院开刀。
When we're when we have illness or when we have surgery at the hospital.
医生都给我们麻药。
And the doctor applied anesthesia for
开完刀还有止痛药。
And after surgery, you will have painkillers.
我妈妈之前的开那个刀哦。
And when my mother had the surgery,
那个肺部打开啊。
So the doctor opens up her lung.
医生都很好。
And the doctor was very good.
给她一个东西哦，直接进到她的血管里面的，自己有个东西可以按的。
So there was something that had been stuck into her body, so that she can have a control.
医生说你痛你就多按几下。
So the doctor says that when you feel painful, you just press the button more.
因为按一下，那个药就到你的身体里面。
So each time when the patient press the button, more anesthesia will be applied to the spot.
没有很痛就不要按那么多下。
So if you're not painful, don't press the button.
晚上还可以吃止痛药。
So at night, she still have to take painkiller.
但是因为这样还是很痛。
But even so, she was still very painful.
还是要过了一两个礼拜才比较舒服。
It was only after 2 weeks she felt better.
在主耶稣这里告，圣经告诉我们。
But then Jesus tells us over here at the Bible.
主耶稣被鞭打了。
When Jesus was flogged.
钉穿他的手脚了。
When those nails has gone through his palms.
哇，这个痛有多厉害啊！
Do you know how acute the pain was?
荆棘戴在头上。
And also the crown of thorn that has been put on his head.
头皮很敏感的。
And our head skin of the head is very sensitive.
头皮痛，头就会痛。
When the skin of the head is painful, then you will have headaches.
手脚痛，就直接影响到他的那个神经。
And when both of your limbs are painful, then you will affect your nervous system.
有人要给麻药，主耶稣吃。
There are people who wanted to give anesthesia to Jesus.
34节。
At verse 34.
同一章，27章。
Chapter 27, verse
34. 34节，兵丁拿苦胆调和的酒给耶稣喝，他尝了就不肯喝。
34, there they offered Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall, but after tasting it, he refused to drink it.
这个苦胆加酒就是有一种麻药的效果。
So to mix the gall together with wine, there's some anesthetic purpose to it.
但是主耶稣不肯喝。
But then Jesus refused to drink it.
为什么不肯喝?
Why Jesus refused?
喝了就不痛苦了。
Because when he drink this, it will take away his pain.
但主耶稣他知道为什么他要钉在十字架上面。
But then Jesus understand the significance of his crucifixion on the cross.
他在上面就是要承受你跟我的罪。
When he's on the cross, he is to exert and to take up all the sins that we have.
承受你跟我要受的痛苦。
And he has to take up all the pains that you and I have to suffer.
这个痛本来是属于你的。
And this pain was actually belongs to us.
本来是属于我的。
Or maybe it belongs to you.
他主耶稣为我们担起来。
But then Jesus has taken up this burden.
所以他一尝知道这个是麻药，他不要。
Once he tasted this is anesthesia, then he refused.
所以我们想想，主耶稣在十字架上面的九个小时啊，受了多少苦啊
？So can you imagine how much pain that Jesus suffered on the cross for 9 straight hours？
前几年有一篇那个 Passion of the Christ 啊，基督受难记。
Many years ago, there's a passage called
这个 movie 啊。
A movie called Passage of Jesus.
Passion of the Christ.
Passion of the Christ.
这是形容描述主耶稣十字架上面的苦啊。
It is a movie describing the pain that Jesus had on the cross.
有人说那个太暴力了。
Some people say that it is too violent.
有人说啊，不需要看那些了。
And some people say that you don't have to see that movie.
没有错，我们不需要那些东西才知道主的苦。
It is true that we don't have to see such a movie to imagine how Jesus has suffered.
但是如果看过那个电影的话，
But then after you've seen that movie,
你会知道主耶稣实际的苦不会输过那个电影所描述的。
Then you realize the fact that Jesus has suffered so much on the cross is not going to be lesser than what is shown on the movie.
因为事实上，罗马人钉犯人就是这个情况，每一个都是这样钉的了。
Because it is how the Romans crucify prisoners. That's how they do it.
那个被挖出来那些骨头啊，有一些犯人的骨头被挖出来。
And there are some of the bones of the prisoner has been pulled out.
钉在上面久了，那个手脚都扭曲了。
And after it been crucified on a cross for too long, then the whole body distorted.
曾经找到一个那个钉啊，钉过他的骨头，经过他的 joint 这样下去的。
And they have found a body where they have nailed through the joint of the prisoner.
这个不是说谎的。
It is not a lie.
是真的苦难来了。
That is the true kind of suffering.
所以今天我主要是为我们受了苦啊。
And today Jesus has suffered for you and I.
我们知不知道？
Do we know that?
如果一个基督徒真的知道主耶稣为他所受的苦的话，
If as a Christian that we truly know the pain that Jesus has suffered,
他是绝对不会离开主的。
He or she will never depart from Jesus.
为什么有时候心性软弱了？
Why sometimes we're weak at faith?
为什么有人中途就放弃了？
Why sometimes people give up in halfway?
中途去犯罪了？
Why there are people who sin against God in the middle?
中途又不来教会了。
And why in the middle they stop coming to church?
当然可能有很多自己的理由。
And of course you have reasons by your own.
但是如果一个基督徒，
But then as a Christian,
他真的理解主耶稣为他所受的苦的话，
If you truly understand how much pain Jesus has suffered,
他是一定会爱主的。
Then you love God, love Jesus, period.
就好像一个儿女，
Just like a son or a daughter,
为什么他会孝顺父母呢？
Why do they honor their parents?
因为他知道他的父母很辛苦。
Because they know that their parent has suffered much for them.
当他有一天了解这个道理了。
And if one day they come to realize such a significance,
他不会对父母有任何的怨言。
They will never have a word of complaint against their parents.
为什么有一些儿女不懂事？
Why some children are just not knowing?
不孝顺。
And not honoring their parents.
自私。
And be selfish.
这是因为不理解父母为他所受的苦。
It is all because they don't understand how much pain and suffering their parents has gone through.
有一个女儿。
There was a daughter.
每年她生日都要她父母买东西给她。
Every birthday, she will request the parents to buy a gift for her.
每年都要不一样。
Every year has to be a different gift.
这个礼物不够贵，不够漂亮，她也不喜欢。
If this gift is not expensive or not nice looking, she will refuse it.
我的生日要给我庆祝。
And it's my birthday, you have to celebrate.
直到有一天,
Until one day.
她上生物课,
and then she has had this biology class.
看到那个录像,
and she has seen the documentary film.
女人生孩子是这样的。
Then she realized how a woman has to labor for child.
哎呀, 吓死了。
And she was very frightened.
妈妈以后不用买东西给我了。
And she said to the mother, you don't need to buy me any gift in the future. When it's my birthday, you don't need to buy me anything.
对妈妈的态度改变了。
So she changed her view totally.
所以今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same for us.
如果我们理解主为我们受的苦的话，
If we understand how much pain that Jesus has suffered,
我们对信仰的角度看法会完全不同。
Then our perspective of faith will be different.
第三种苦，
And the third kind of suffering,
就是灵魂的苦，
is the suffering of soul.
45节
At verse 45, from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. 46. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这是第三种主耶稣在十字架上所受的苦啊。
This is the third kind of pain that Jesus has suffered.
从午正到申错的时候，
So right from the sixth hour till the ninth hour,
这是中午到下午三点的时候，
That is right from noon to 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
遍地都黑暗.
That darkness came over all the land.
为什么遍地为黑暗呢?
Why all the land were dark?
因为这个时候有重要的事情发生了.
Because at this hour, something important is going to happen.
主耶稣在十字架上面的时候,
when Jesus was on the cross,
他肉体再怎么辛苦,
doesn't matter how much he suffered physically,
流很多血,
how much blood that he has bled,
他没有喊过一句话,
he had never cried out.
他可以忍,
he could endure.
但是现在不能忍呢?
But then this moment that he cannot hold on to,
为什么不能忍呢?
Why can he not hold on to anymore?
因为从正午到3点钟, 这3个小时的时候,
because right from noon till 3 in the afternoon,
这个时候主耶稣的灵魂要受苦,
this time it is when he has to suffer for his own soul.
天父要暂时离弃他,
and Heavenly Father has to temporarily depart from him, because he has undertaken all of the sins of all mankind.
以前主耶稣 祷告的时候都叫父啊父啊，因为他跟父就是父子的关系。
In the past, when he prayed to Heavenly Father, his relationship was like a father and son.
但是现在呢，他不说父了，他说我的神啊，我的神啊。
But right now, he called up, "My God, my God."
为什么离弃我？
Why have you forsaken me?
为什么离弃我？
Why have you forsaken me?
因为他背着全人类的罪, 所以天父要离开他, 神要离开他。
He has undertaken all of the sins of all mankind.
所以主耶稣的灵魂要为我们受苦。
And the soul of Jesus has suffered for us.
这个苦才是最恐怖的。
That's the kind of dreadful experience that Jesus has to go through.
今天没有人下过地狱。
Today, nobody has gone to Hades.
不知道地狱有什么多苦。
You don't know what hell is all about.
甚至有人讲,
and even people said,
地狱有什么可怕?
What is so dreadful about hell?
那么多人在里面,
there are so many people in it anyway.
又不是我只有我一个,
I'm not alone.
有人说, 我不入地狱, 谁入地狱?
And people said that if I don't go to hell, who else won't?
有人甚至说,
and there are people even say,
我不要信耶稣了,
I don't want to believe in Jesus. Because my husband did not believe in Jesus.
他拜偶像拜了一辈子,
and he has been worshipping the idol all his life.
他死之前告诉我,
and before he died, he told me,
以后去哪里都要跟我在一起,
and,
以后去哪里都要在一起啊,
in the future, wherever I go, you have to follow me.
那么他不信耶稣, 他下地狱, 如果我上天堂, 他很lonely啊, 说我要陪他。
So if he were to go to hell, then he will be lonely if I don't go with him.
今天因为我们都没有下过地狱,
so today, because we, no one of us has ever been to hell,
所以, 可能觉得说, 啊, 可能不好的地方, 但是也不晓得怎么不好。
Maybe we think to ourselves that, well, hell is probably not such a bad place.
人那么多,
there are so many people in it anyway.
但是是不是这样呢?
But it is truly so.
是不是上面看到很多熟人呢? 就, 啊, 好过了一点呢?
Is it really that you have so many friends in there that you know?
连主耶稣都不能忍受。
Even Jesus cannot withstand it.
有人说, 啊, 地狱好, 好多火在烧啊, 烧不完啊。
There are people know that there are fires in the hell that will never be put off.
啊, 其实火只是形容而已啊。
A fire is only a description, a metaphor.
圣经的形容就是地狱有很多火, 有很多虫。
Because the Bible describes that the hell is filled with all this insects and also fire.
整天都咬你。
And they are biting you every day.
啊, 如果你怕虫的话, 当然就会怕了,
if you are afraid of insect, then you will be frightened.
去非洲的厕所啊, 哇, 那个坑快满了, 哇, 几千万条虫在里面, 很恐怖。
And in Africa, when I was in this bathroom, they are filled with all this
黑黑的里面啊,
feces,
如果掉下去的话,
and with all the insects in this feces moving.
但是如果又有火的话, 不是把虫烧死了吗?
But then if you have fire, isn't a fire killing all this worms or insects?
所以这个是形容而已。
That is only a metaphor.
因为人世间最痛苦的就是被烧的感觉。
Because the most pain, most extreme pain that a human can experience is the pain of fire.
最恶心的就是虫。
And the most gross stuff is insects.
所以圣经只能够用这两种物质上可以想象得到的东西来形容地狱。
And that's the reason why the scripture can only use insects, worms, and also fire to describe the dreadfulness of hell.
它其实最恐怖的是什么?
And what is the most dreadful of all?
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Please turn to 2 Thessalonians.
第一章第九节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of His power.
圣经就告诉我们了, 什么叫做沉沦呢?
So the Bible tells us that what is destruction?
就是离开主的面。
Which is to be shut out from the presence of the Lord.
永远离开他的全能跟荣光。
And to be destructed everlastingly from the majesty of his power.
你有办法想象自己被一个人关在一个黑房里面，永远不出来吗？
Imagine this, if you were been imprisoned into a cell with no light at all forever.
永远出不来的感觉会怎么样？
And what if it's going to be everlasting?
你有办法体会一个疾病痛到永远不会好，也不会死吗？
Can you imagine a kind of sickness and illness that you will have to suffer forever?
永远无止境的。
And it will never end.
这个就是阴间被神弃绝的可怕了。
And that is kind of dreadfulness that we're talking about. That you feel that you are abandoned by the Lord.
本来我们也要面对这种刑罚的。
At the beginning, we have to face this kind of punishment.
因为主的十字架。
Because of the cross of Jesus,
他为我们尝了这个死味。
That he has tasted the death for us.
所以今天就算我们有一天面对死亡了。
So today, even we have to face this death,
我们不用承认。
We don't have to be destructive.
我们有永生。
We have this everlasting life.
所以圣餐礼就是纪念主为我们所受的苦。
So Holy Communion is remembrance of the pain that Jesus has suffered.
再一次让我们发起热心。
And once again, we must be zealous again.
让我们领受了主的肉，主的血。
So that after we partake his flesh and blood.
我们看回来，哥林多前书第十一章。
Please turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第二十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 26.
到三十一节。
To verse 31, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim Lord's death until he comes. Verse 27, therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Verse 28, a man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. Verse 29, for anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. Verse 30. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. Verse 31. But if we judge ourselves, we would not come under judgment.
这几节是告诉我们领受圣餐要注意的地方。
These few verses serve as a reminder for us before we partake the Holy Communion.
既然领受圣餐那么重要。
Since partaking the Holy Communion is so important.
纪念主的死。
To remember the death of the Lord.
也领受主的肉。
And also to partake the cup and also flesh of Jesus.
让我们跟主的生命有份有连结在一起。
So they will have a part with Jesus.
但是我们怎么领呢？
So how can we partake it?
二十七节。
At verse 27,
按理来领,
that we have to eat the bread and drink the cup of the Lord in an worthy manner.
什么是按理呢?
What do we mean by worthy manner?
就是按着神的道理。
That is to be in accordance with the words of God.
怎么样按照神的道理?
So how do we do it in accordance to the words of God?
二十八节,
at verse 28,
领之前自己省察自己。
That prior to partake the bread and also the cup, you must self-examine.
有什么软弱?
Any kind of weakness you have?
最近有什么软弱呢?
Or what kind of recent weakness that you have?
最近是不是常常输给试探引诱呢?
And do you always, do you quite often give up to temptations recently?
是不是有了软弱呢?
And or other kind of weakness that you might have?
或是讲了不该讲的话呢?
Or maybe there are words that you shouldn't supposed to be to say.
做了不该做的事呢?
Or things that you shouldn't have done.
想了不该想的事情呢?
Or thoughts that you shouldn't have.
看了不该看的事呢?
Or things that you shouldn't have seen.
发了不该发的脾气呢?
And also you have involved in anger that you shouldn't have.
如果有的话,
if you have all that,
等一下在祷告里面,
in your prayers later on,
自己省察。
That you have to examine yourself.
求主原谅,
to ask for the forgiveness of the Lord.
才可以喝这个杯,
then you are worthy to partake the bread and cup.
二十九节,
at verse 29.
还有呢, 要分辨是主的身体,
and also you have to recognize the body of the Lord.
因为这个饼经过煮血之后,
because after this bread has been sanctified.
就不是只是一个物质的饼,
it is not only a bread physically.
在灵里面它就变成主的肉。
In the spirit, it is turned into the flesh of the Lord.
这个杯在灵里面变成主的血。
And a cup will become the bleed, the blood of the Lord.
喝下去就是喝到主的肉，主的血了。
And after drink, and also eat the bread, then you are partaking the flesh and blood of Jesus. So we must have this kind of faith.
领了,
After you partake it, it will help us.
如果我们还没有在真耶稣教会受洗的朋友们,
and for those friends and relatives who have yet been baptized into the true Jesus Church,
暂时不要领受,
please refrain from yourself partaking.
等有一天你洗了礼了，主耶稣把我们的罪洗干净了，就一起可以同领主的身体了。
So one day when you are baptized and you receive the baptism, then you can partake the Holy Communion.
如果犯了致死的罪了，也不要领受。
And for those who have committed a deadly sin, you have to abstain yourself from partaking.
那么圣餐礼的道理我就讲到这里。
And I would like to conclude the teachings of Holy Communion. At this point, now we're going to pray and bless the bread and also cup. This bread is made from pure flour and water.
我们现在一同跪下来祝谢。
So now we're going to kneel down and bless.
默祷。 Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣基督圣名祝谢。
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus, I bless.
主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你爱我们，为我们来到这个世上。
You love us so that you came to this world.
虽然只有短短的30多年,
even though it was for a short span of 30 years,
但是你每一天都是为了福音来活,
but then every day you live for the gospel,
你为我们流汗,
and you perspire for us,
流泪,
and you wept for us,
最后跟我们流血,
eventually you bled for us,
打破自己的身体,
and you have broken up your body,
为我们开了洗罪的泉源,
and also you have opened up the spring of salvation,
让本来绝望的我们,
so that we were initially hopeless, but we once again we were filled with hope. Even though we were in darkness, but we can once again see the light.
但是主啊,
but the Lord, we are always weak and sin against you.
我们知道善,
we know the good, but we don't have the power to perform it. We want to surpass ourselves, but we always have weaknesses. And we're selfish. We love ourselves more than loving you. And there are often we are lost in this world that we're busy in our own things. But Lord, we once again praise you and have your mercy. Through the Holy Communion today, that it once again reminds us of the pain that you have suffered for us on the cross. Who are we? We're entirely unworthy of the pain and sufferings that you have done for us. But because we are your very children, you have given up your body for us. Oh, according to your enriched blessings, and also your words, so that this unleavened bread can be sanctified and become your flesh. So that after we partake it, we will have the spiritual soul in us. So that in the last days we can resurrect. And it also reminds that we, as a member in Vancouver, that we can once again be like the unleavened bread. So that we can break up our own minds.
在圣灵的带领之下，成为一个饼，一个身体。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can once again become one bread.
在这边高举主耶稣的圣名。
So that we can hold the holy name of the Lord up high.
广传你的福音。
And to spread your gospel.
让你的名得到最大的荣耀。
So that your name will receive the greatest blessing.
主啊，我们这样祷告，愿主耶稣你垂听成全。
O Lord, we pray this way, and may you fulfill the prayer.
并且荣耀颂赞归于主耶稣基督圣名。
May all glory and praises be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
206。206个。下面请唱赞美诗。 76首。
Please sing hymn number 76.
执事、马太执事、玛利亚执事，还有海伦娜姐妹来帮忙分饼。
I would like to ask Deacon Joseph and Deacon Matthew, as well as Deaconess Mary and Sister Helena, to help distributing the bread.
我们领到之后，自己默祷感谢领受。
So when we receive the bread, I will pray ourselves and partake it.
我们会众继续唱诗。
So let's continue to sing him.
97首
Please sing hymn number 97.
Thank you.
起同心跪下祝谢这一瓶纯葡萄汁。
Right now we're going to kneel down and bless this pure grape juice.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣基督圣名祝谢。
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus, we bless.
慈爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
For our merciful Father, we praise you.
我们已经按照你的吩咐，刚刚已经领了你的肉。
According to your commands that we have just partaken your flesh.
让我们想起你十字架的苦难。
So that we remember the pain that you had on the cross.
更让我们想起你的慈爱。
And also we remember your merciful love.
主啊，我们再一次跪在你的面前。
O Lord, we once again knelt before you,
按着你的命令,
that according to your commands,
来祝谢这一瓶纯葡萄汁,
that we're going to bless this cup of grape juice.
主啊，你当时的身体就像葡萄被践踏压出汁一样,
your body at that time was just like a grape that has been crushed.
你的每一滴宝血从头、从手、从你的背一直流到全身,
every single drop of your bloodflat, bled right from the head to toe,
直到流干,
until that it was totally drained out,
就好像葡萄被压榨,
just like when the grape was crushed,
完全的牺牲自己,
that it totally sacrificed itself,
榨出这瓶葡萄汁一样,
that this very grape juice was extracted.
主啊, 你的爱何等的大,
Oh Lord, your love was so immense.
你的爱没有保留给我们,
your loveYou have not preserved your love for us.
但是我们却常常为自己保留了很多。
But oftentimes we have held back our love for you.
我们爱你还不足够。
We have not loved you enough.
我们为自己保留了太多了。
We have held on too much for ourselves.
我们为自己保留了很多时间。
That we have held up too much time for ourselves.
很多精神。
And also much of our energy.
很多金钱。
And also much of our money.
为了自己的理想。
It is all for our own ideal.
但是今天圣餐里，主耶稣里提醒我们。
But then in the Holy Communion today, you remind us.
要我们从今天开始。
That from today on.
要为你而活。
That we must live for you.
因为你为我而死。
Because you have died for us.
主啊，求你按照你的应许。
O Lord, according to your promise.
将这一瓶葡萄汁灵化成为你的宝血。
So that this cup of grape juice will become your blood.
要我们领受了这一杯之后。
So that after we receive this cup.
有属灵的生命在我们里面。
That we'll have the spiritual soul in us.
要我们在末日可以复活。
So that in the end days that we'll be raised.
也激发我们爱主的心。
So that we can be invigorated the love of God.
要我们多热心聚会。
That we can once again be zealous in participating in services.
热心奉献。
And also be zealous in offering.
热心做工。
And also be zealous in performing your ministry.
热心传福音。
And also be zealous in spreading the gospel.
主你的宝血在我们生命里面流着。
Because the precious blood of Lord Jesus is flowing within us.
愿我们荣耀颂赞归于主耶稣基督的圣名。
May all the glory be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
继续的唱赞美诗九十八首。
Let's continue to sing hymn number 98.
Thank you.
Please continue to sing hymn number 41.
Sylvester 弟兄、谢菲比执事，还有 Monica 姐妹来分杯。
I would like to ask Deacon Peter and also Brother Sylvester, Sister Deaconess Phoebe and also Sister Monica to distribute the cup.
我们领到之后默祷，感谢领受。
And after you receive it, pray in silence and partake it.
我们唱诗四十八首。
Please sing hymn number 48.
Oh.
Please sing hymn number 77. And thanks the guidance of the Lord of the Holy Communion. Please sing hymn number 380.
Thou, O Abba, me has fast and sure, I'll put
Jesus first in my
life. In all that I say, in all that I do, throughout the world of toil and strife, by day and by night, through trust in His might, I'll put Jesus first in my life. The Lord Jesus died my salvation to win. He went in my stead to Calvary and bled. Redemption impels me to give up all sin. I'll put Jesus first in my life. In all that I say, in all that I do, throughout the world of toil and strife, by day and by night, through trust in His might,
Jesus first in my last verse, 最后一节.
Though earth tribulation continued each day, who measure may not, O eagle and frog, whose slaves will protect me forever and I, Jesus first in my life. In all that I say, in all that I do, throughout the world of war and strife, by day and by night, through trust in His love, I'll put Jesus first in my love.
请坐。
Please be seated.
最后我们一起来祷告。
And finally, we're going to pray again.